Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
2020 Sports on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
924 is your time. As somebody who used to be writer, Al, and now I do this job, we will not be able to do justice of the brilliant piece of work done right now on PhillyVoice.com by Kyle Newbeck as he analyzes what has happened with Markelle Fultz. We are going to get that on. He also does some Eagle stuff, and he's brilliant on the Sixers. He is with us right now, Kyle Newbeck. How you doing, Kyle?
Good morning, Angelo. I guess it's always the same thing with you and I. We talk about the latest Markelle thing and some ridiculous Sixers turnovers, I think.
Well, I'm gonna save the Fultz thing for a minute. I'm already telling you, that piece you did, Kyle, is so damn good about what's going on and all the things that are happening behind the scenes. But let's start with last night's game because it was a big disappointment. The two guys we looked to for big games, Simmons and Embiid, both came up real short. What did you see last night, Kyle?
So I think the biggest disappointment for me, Angelo, was Joel Embiid. Not only was he bad on offense, but he just was not his usual self on the defensive end. I thought he was a step slow pretty much the whole night. He missed some rotations. There were plays where he just didn't have his head up. Brett Brown likes to say, talk about guys' spirit and their energy. I just didn't think Joel Embiid had it last night, and that was really surprising given the stakes of that game. I mean, that's the number one team in the East right now. You figure all those guys are going to be up for that one. So I'm not exactly sure what went wrong, but it was a surprisingly bad performance from Embiid in particular, but certainly from Ben Simmons as well.
All right, well, here's what I'm wondering now. John, jump in here if you got a theory on this. He has always, until this season, been limited in minutes. And is it possible he's hitting a little bit of a wall here because he's played so much this year, Kyle?
I think that's certainly possible. And, Angelo, I think a lot of people don't think of this in the right way. So they see that, hey, the Sixers had 2 days off before this game. Right. So Embiid and everybody else should have come out well-rested and ready to go. But the thing is, like, fatigue is similar in sports to how it is with people and sleep in real life. If you're constantly only getting 2 and 3 and 4 hours of sleep a night, it's not really going to help you to get 14 hours of sleep in one night. Right. You need to consistently be getting your 8 hours. And so the equivalent of that for Joel Embiid is he's been consistently playing in the high 30 minutes of games, 36, 37, 38. Sometimes he's even crossed over 40 when they're going to overtime. And so those blowout wins last week where he's playing in the 20s and this 2 days of rest they just have, they don't necessarily get him over the line to get him in the best shape he needs to be. So that's something the Sixers really need to monitor. I think they might have to give him a rest game or two as the schedule lightens up here in December.
Kyle, does it help at all that he, after the game, announces, I suck and I've been trash for the last 3 games?
I think so. I mean, look, Angel, I think it's always good to have any player, let alone a star player, that is self-aware. He's not out there thinking, oh, I was fine, this is fine. And he will take experiences like this. He'll go into the gym and he'll use that as motivation. That's what I think the key here is. He's not going to take this and woe is me and shut down. He's going to get back to work.
All right. The next thing I needed you to evaluate for us, Kyle, were the comments. Bizarre comment last night by Brett Brown about Markelle Fultz. He had not really addressed much because, you know, Fultz has been on a 2-week investigation into his health. And here is what the coach said last night.
I had a quick exchange with Markelle yesterday. You know, we miss him. I miss his company. I miss him not being around. He for sure could be an integral part of us, continue to try to win games. But immediately, you know, my thought goes into like, how do we get him back with us as soon as we can?
Almost a sound of desperation to get Fultz back to do really next to nothing once he gets here. What's going on? Tell us what's going on right now with the Sixers and Markelle Fultz.
So I think the Sixers just want Markelle to hear that message of encouragement and support. Obviously, they were not really expecting this whole series of visits that he went on recently. They've continued to say this, that they thought that he was medically cleared to play. That's still their belief. They think he can go out there and help them. And this is really the first time that any doctor has recommended that he sit out of basketball activities for an extended period of time. So I think Brett Brown, as the coach and sort of a mentor figure to Markelle, just wants to make sure that he still feels supported within the organization. But I got to tell you, Angelo, I don't know how much longer this can continue to play out, because the Sixers have a real depth problem right now. And when someone that you're investing significant resources in is such a mystery as Markelle Fultz is, that's obviously hurting the team, I think.
All right, let me start with this. Do you believe Markelle Fultz has thoracic outlet syndrome?
Angelo, I hope that's the case, because if he comes out and he's physically fixed and then he returns to play and he's more like the player we saw coming out of Washington, that will obviously help this team. Now, whether that even would make the difference, I don't know. I think when you've had such public struggles for so long, whether this started as a physical issue or not, there's going to be that mental component that he has to overcome. If his shoulder is suddenly right, is he going to start pulling up from three and taking the shots they need him not just to take, but to make? I think that's an open question that he and the team need to ask. And I'm not sure that this is the best team for which to develop on.
See, there's one thing in your piece that really set all the alarms off for me, and I ran it by John yesterday. When the Sixers have a situation like this and he goes outside the organization, at some point you learn the name of the doctor who has said this is what the problem is. But in this specific case, they will not name the doctor. They will not. He's not even rehabbing in this town, right? There really isn't a specific timeline on how long he's going to be out. The whole thing sounds to me like they're finding another excuse so that he doesn't have to play indefinitely. Are you reading it the way I'm reading it?
So I wouldn't go as far as you are, Angelo, but right. I think the signs are definitely there. Like there are definitely reasons to question why a doctor wouldn't be named. Because especially, Angelo, you know how people in that profession can be the specialist. They want to have their name on something.
Sure.
The doctor
right.
is the guy who discovered this. Like, hey, I'm the one who determined Markelle Fultz has TOS, and this is suddenly the cure for everything that ails him.
Yep.
Wouldn't you want to be associated with that if that was indeed the case? Like, that's just logical there.
Yeah.
That's aside from any kind of inside information. So that to me is a red flag. And I don't know, Angela, the bottom line here is this: if he doesn't come back and take threes and make threes, nothing else really matters. What
true.
The cause is of all this doesn't matter.
No, it's amazing, Kyle, because I mean, I know you did as much work into this as I did once we found out this news. One thing that I started looking into lawsuits, into injury claims. You would not believe how many injury claims involve thoracic outlet syndrome because there are so many varying degrees. It's nearly impossible to determine it's hard to prove or disprove someone actually has it.
That's crazy, too. Wow.
Yeah. It's remarkable that this is the point that we're at almost a year and a half after they drafted this kid. Here we're thinking, hey, they got the final piece to this puzzle. And now you don't know what you could get for him in a trade, whether he'll contribute anything to this team. It's such an unprecedented situation.
Wow. It's a great piece. Everything this kid does is phenomenal. Kyle Newbeck, PhillyVoice.com. Kyle, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for jumping out with us this morning.
Thank you, Angelo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.